Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
How many of us love the Lord? Jesus really wants to know. Jesus really wants to know if we love him. Amen. So one day, Jesus asked Peter to know whether he loved him. And so Peter felt bad at a point. But whether you feel bad or not, Jesus wants to know. Amen.
I was a Christian and attending church, and I believe I truly love the you.
Hallelujah. How deep is your love? Amen. Ask your neighbor, how deep is your love? Some of us, our love is very, very shallow. Shallow love. Few love. We are measuring your love. It's few. Amen. Why don't you stand to your feet? The hour has come. The time has come for us to be blessed. First works experience. Our moment of a you know, the Bible says that blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. The man who is coming in the name of the Lord is carrying a blessing for us. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for a blessing that is coming into our lives this morning. We have been learning about attempting great things for God and about being open to the power of God. The power of God. Last week we learned about one of the sources of the power being association. And I want to submit to you this morning that just because you are associated with this church, I said, just because you are associated with this church, there is power coming into your life. Oh, I said, there is power coming into your life. And this morning, I'm excited to announce to you that one more time, God is bringing even more power into your life. With Jesus' joy in your hearts, with excitement in our life, I want you to shout, give praise to God as we receive the man bringing us power this morning. Our pastor, your father, my father, our bishop, Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh God, why don't you make some noise for Jesus?
To be in church this morning. Are you aware you are in church this morning? Are you happy to be in church this morning? You are happy to be in church. Are you happy? Ask your neighbor, are you happy? Ask another person, would you like to leave? Tell a person, you look angry. I can't see a smile. I mean, is it your intention to leave the service at this time? Or you want to hang around? You want to leave? You want to be here? All right, then tell the person, if you want to be here, then join me and let's clap our hands to show that we are excited to be in church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing I would like you to do is to ask God to speak to you. through His Holy Spirit. So you can lift your hands and carry out the next duty. The next duty is that we are praying to ask the Lord to speak to us. Holy Spirit, what a beautiful church. What a beautiful atmosphere. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Your voice is the sweetest voice. There are soprano singers. There are amazing singers. We hear the sound made by birds, but your voice is the sweetest. Even your name is sweet. How sweet the name. The sound of your name is sweet. And this morning we are so excited for the privilege to hear your voice. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. This morning I'm continuing to talk to you about the power of God. Without that power, you are better off going to a shrine. You have no business here without that power. You see, this world, the people who make it in this world are people who have power. Because you hear them talking about Premier League. You hear them talking about games, FIFA, football, netball, basketball, swimming. There are swimmers here, you may not know. But I want to tell you that the real game in this world is not football. It's not Premier League. The game we are playing on earth, it's not Premier League. It's not FIFA under 17. The real game we are playing in this world is the game between you and the devil. That's the real game. Yes. All these FIFA, Premier League, table tennis things are to take our minds away from the real encounters. You hear those days, now I don't know, I'm sure it's Adrian Estas, but those days when we were young, it was hearts and courts. Hearts and kotoko. Those days, I don't know what is happening now. If you go to Europe, you hear maybe what? Real Madrid, Barcelona, Liverpool. Yes, some time ago we used to say Chelsea, but now they are about to go to second division. So that's, you didn't tell you that things are changing. Yeah. Is somebody in this room? So when you hear Barcelona, Barca versus Real Madrid, like some two big opponents have met, these things that you hear, you are going to hear them this afternoon, they deceive you not to think about, they deceive you from, or they sway you from knowing the real battle of your life. The real game you are playing is a game with the devil. And in football, it's about how to score a goal. They will assess you based on your successful passes, the accuracy of your passes. I mean, there are things they use to assess whether you are a top footballer or you are not, so you belong to this type of local. Yeah, your speed. Your speed. Like an athlete is running, a footballer playing football is assessed by his speed. And many things. That one too is to let young boys like you always think about passes, accuracy, speed, if it's basketball, how many dunks, and all the things. But what you don't know is that you are also being assessed. And in your game with the devil, what is being used to assess you is not your university degree or who you know in NPP. What you are being used, what you are being assessed by is not how many subjects you've got a grade one in. There's only one thing being used to assess you. And that thing being used to assess you is how much power you have. Yes. How much power you have. Not how pretty you are. How long your hair is. How many boys are hissing at you. Yes. How many boys are saying you are a pretty girl. If you are living this life on earth and you've not even heard the message I'm preaching today, it means you don't qualify to live. Something will eliminate you soon. You will discover that you are a pretty girl, but you've gone out of your mind. That is why Jesus, when he came, did not equip us with beauty. If you are here, you are a beautiful girl. I'm not jealous. But Jesus knows that, listen to me, let's say beauty. Let's have a little chat about beauty. A girl, what does beauty do to a girl? Really? A girl with a beautiful body, nice body, nice. What does it do? It only draws boys and men to you. And when they come, they're not coming to play and pay with you. Let's stop discussing it. Let's talk beauty. Because you and I know that we don't use the most important relationship between a man and a woman is marriage.
That's true.
And we don't use beauty to marry. Most women wearing wedding rings are not the most beautiful girls.
No, no, no.
Look around.
No.
We don't use marriage beauty no. to say that this is my wife. Like, are you married? Yeah. The man who married her did not choose her because she's beautiful.
It didn't come up.
If she happens to have a lot of bontos, it's fine. Why not? It's a plus. Why not? If she happens to have a long hair, like, is it, his hair is not long. Okay. It's not even real. I'm sorry. I thought. If she happens to have a long hair, say plus. When I mention the things, you say plus. If she happens to have a long hair, if she happens to have long legs, and she happens to have high heels. If her teeth are nice,
you don't use teeth. When a man likes you because of your teeth, which is, if one of the things that draws a man to a woman is her teeth. Yeah, the smile. Not the breast in front of her, the smile makes a woman attractive. And even that one is not what a man uses to decide that I'm taking you to Catholic Church to have a wedding and marry you. It's not it. So a lot of the things we are basing our lives on are useless parameters. Useless. Today, you are hearing something that will surprise you. What is going to worry you one day? I mean, God forbid. I don't intend it to happen to you. But God forbid. I'm just using it as an example. That if you never marry as a woman, believe me, look at my face well. It will not be because you are ugly. No. In fact, what do you mean by ugly woman? A woman, just by the hormones in her body, makes her a beautiful person. You see, if you see any girl here who looks like a boy, you should go to town and come and let us send her to the hairdressing saloon or something saloon. You go to Cantamanto and come. We are also taking her to Dodowa. When you come back, you will not recognize the boy. Are you listening to me? I'm talking to you. I'm saying that a day, I'm praying that every girl will have a nice marriage. But if it ever happens that you never marry, it will not be because you are not beautiful. It will be because there is a power around you that drives men away. And that power is in your family. If you will remember, the women in your family don't marry, but they have three children.
A power at work.
They don't marry. I don't know that what type of problem a woman has that has not made her have a husband. One leg, she's married. Stroke, she's married. Big, she's married. Stick, she's married. Short, big breasts, flat, because, I feel like stopping the preaching. I don't like where the preaching is going.
Talk to us. You're working it already.
Listen to me very carefully. If you are a young man here and you grow up never buying land, you never build a house, you never settle down with your wife and children, and you are just around, an around man. 50 years, every child in the area knows you. When you are moving around, children are following you. It will not be because you didn't go to school.
No.
Education has never made anybody not able to buy land or build a house. It will not be because you didn't go to school. It will be because there is a power, an evil power in your life, in your background, that makes you a drunkard, that makes you have useless friends. So that you will know that life, no, I'm not jealous of graduates. The fact that I haven't been to university doesn't mean that I'm jealous of people who have been to university. But I'm just saying that life is not left by going to school. We go to school for a reason. And you need to go to school. Because when you go to school, on a normal day, you are ahead of your friend who hasn't been to school. But going to school, it's not what has given people cars. Or let me put it in a better way. Not going to school has never prevented anybody from flying first class or owning a private jet or buying a car. Not going to school has not. So if you haven't been to school and you can't get a job, it means there is a power fighting your destiny. That is why one of the things Jesus did, if you will take me to, let's start. Luke 10 verse 19. Let's start with that one. Then we'll build. Let's start. That is why you may not know that as you are in school, even your primary class 5, class 6, JHS, SHS, university. You may not know, but the people sitting with you in your class have got things. Even the handkerchief he's using is not a normal handkerchief. Every term, before they go to school with their chop box and trunk, they are taken somewhere. Some of you are here like that. Your mother took you somewhere, or used to take you somewhere before you go to school for empowerment. Jesus said, behold, you too, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, because life is full of serpents and scorpions. But that's not it. And over all the power of the enemy, you need to know this one. Your life is the way it is. You think that you are a 20, is it 26 or 27? I think it's 27. You must be 27 years. 27 years already, your body count is 20. Yes. Your body count
already
is 20. You've slept with 20 men. And you think it's because you are a beautiful girl. You're not a beautiful girl. You are full of evil spirits. Is the evil spirits that draw men to you, because the girl sitting by you is more beautiful than you and is not living that life. I'm saying that when you are around and men say tss, it's not because you are a pretty girl, it's because evil spirits are in you. It's a power that must be in you so that men are drawn to you. And over all, it is called the power of the enemy. The power of the enemy. Know this name. It's a name. The power of the enemy in your life is what makes you not like to have this man as your friend, but a weed smoker as your friend.
The power of the enemy,
because it has power. It is called power. It's not the, I don't know what, of the enemy. The name is the power of the enemy. You've seen that some of you girls have come to this church. This may be your third time. You have no interest in making this girl your friend, or this woman who sang your friend, or this woman who is a pastor your friend. But you want your desire is to be with slave queens.
Hey! You are coming home, sir.
It's not a normal desire. It's part part of the arrangement is part of the power of the enemy to make you a 50-year-old woman with 4 children with 7 fathers. Hey! And you may think I'm joking. One day somebody told me, said, Bishop, why do you hear these things? I said, I just said, it's not true. He said, I know a woman who with 4 children and 6 men are contesting for the 6 children. Practically. You wake up on Sunday morning. Some of you in the spirit, you look like a goat that they have used a rope. They've tied your neck with a rope. Spiritually, you were dragged here. Because the last place you want to be is in a place like this. Why don't you want to be in a place like this? Because the power of the enemy is at work in your life. Not to allow you to be in church, to hear a word, to hear a song, to be in an environment that weakens the enemy. See, every minute you spend in church weakens your enemy. It weakens your enemy. So what does Jesus do? What does Jesus do? You think Jesus came just to give us his blood or give us Bibles? No. Is there? Even God. We'll come to God. Power. Because it's not the will of God for you, a nice girl like you, to have 3 children without a husband. It's not his will. His will is marriage. It's not his will for a pretty girl like you, for us pastors after church, the 4 of us are going to visit in his car, that we are going to visit you in a mental hospital because you are out of your mind. It's not the will of God. It's not the will of God. His will is that you must be in your right mind. Like Mark chapter 5, that madman, when he met Jesus, what in his right mind? Right. So right mind is God's will. Can't you see that the people you are interested in, the boys you flow with, your friends, are all useless area boys? They have nothing to offer you, but they are the boys you like. Useless boys. Why? Because it is the power of the enemy at work. John chapter 10, verse 10. You see, these things we learn, I don't know, sometimes, let me not make a comment, but sometimes Sunday school doesn't help us. Sometimes. That's all I will say. Sometimes. Because we learn the big things, like even some songs we learn in Sunday school, I don't think are helpful. A particular song like, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day. So we all of us here feel that it's children who sing such song. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow. If you want to grow. If you want to grow, hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day. It's like children. But you know that children don't need to read their Bible. They can't even read. You, a 50-year-old man, you should read your Bible and pray every day. Not a 4-year-old child. And one of the things, one of the things that has destroyed this verse, one day you'll understand it. Me, I understand it. When the Bible is saying that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, you think it's a poem or a song? He comes to destroy you. By the time he is finished with you, you have smoked weed as a girl. You are a weed smoker as a girl. Destroyed. You should have been a what's the name of that? Appeal court judge. You should have been, somebody sitting here, you should have been an appeal court judge. But you are now smoking weed, destroyed. With what? Rice and stew? No. Power. But you are the fools. You sitting in church are the fools. The unbelievers, they are not fools. They are wise. They know that the game of life is not how to dribble or how to nutmeg or how to score. They know that the game of life is a game of power. So you see a man, like as I'm standing here, I'm wearing beats. A man. You see a politician on his political stage waving a handkerchief. It's not a normal handkerchief. They are wise, but you are not wise. You're not wise. So it looks like the only powerful power is the mami water power. Or a juju man's power. Or we're all in this country. Some juju people somewhere gave a pastor just 7 days or whatever to report to the shrine. If he doesn't report, whatever. The last time I saw the pastor, he has even put on weight. Yeah. They have nothing. They have nothing. But because you are powerless, witches feel powerful when they come to you. Some of you girls, all a man, a handsome tall man needs to say to you is that, I love you. That's all. And I mean it. It will ring in your mind for 3 weeks. And by the third week, you would have already planned your wedding, the wedding of your grandchildren with the man. I mean, you have no power to hear I love you and resist. Like a young man or a man, like you see this girl. She's a beautiful girl. You would like to sleep with her. But there's no power in you to even want to sleep with her and not sleep with her. I like her. I want to have sex with her. But I will not. Many of you guys don't have that ability. The reason why you have not slept with that girl is that she has not physically allowed you. I mean, most of you guys, no girl has begged you to sleep with her. Even the pastors there, no girl has begged, not girl, grown up woman. I don't want to go deep. I don't want to go deep. I should take my time. Fine. They say I should take my time. But the day you find yourself in a situation where a woman, not you like as you want to have sex with, but you have a relationship with, is begging you to sleep with her. And after 30 minutes, you walk out of the room without having touched her. Then you know you have some power. Because a normal man will bow. This morning, I'm here to release power to you. I said, I'm here to release power to you. So that you can be the Christian you have to be. So that you can walk with God the right. I said, I came today to give you some power. Otherwise, what is happening? That you are going to go back to your original life. Can't go back. There are some of you girls here. If you meet a man, through some circumstance, you meet a man, and he has a bag. A very solid bag, and he opens the bag, and there's dollars in the bag, and he wants to take you to room 408. You will go. There are choristers standing here. Who will go? Only about two or three ladies in this set service we are having here will say no. I'm preaching. But you don't know that the devil, his plan is to steal. Like I told you the last time, this one is steal. Once again, it deceives you. Somebody has stolen your phone. As to steal your shoe, to steal your husband, to no, but to steal means to reduce you. He reduces you. A lot of you here have been reduced. This is not how you should be. You've been reduced. I mean, at this time of your life, this is not how you should be. At this age, 18 years, 22 years. 32 years, you have been reduced. He has stolen something from you. And that's all he does. Like, as a pastor of this church, can you imagine, as I'm here, I've slept with this woman. I can't preach the way I'm preaching. My voice, I'll find a topic. I can't preach. To preach this message, to preach the message I'm preaching, you must have clean hands. So what he will do is that by the time I arrive, one girl on this side and the one I'm currently sleeping with, we are here. So when I come, today we are talking about the heavenly gifts. What is heavenly gifts? Let's go to heaven. Yes. Osura Tadie. You've been reduced. Even your voice is not strong. Your emphasis are different. Why? Because you've been reduced. One girl was singing at a crusade. I don't know whether it's a crusade or I think it's a crusade. She was singing. Beautiful voice, powerful singer. In the middle of the singing, she broke down and couldn't sing again. I have been for a convention in Takrade. I was well invited, like your pastor will announce, Bishop Ogo, whatever. I was a reverend then. As soon as I got to the stage, pulpit behind, I stood behind the pulpit. This is Takrade. Around number two, that was one of our branches. I said, raise your hand. When they raised their hand, I spotted a girl I was chasing. I'm telling you, I spotted a girl. Suddenly, my verses left my head. The power. No. I was reduced. I had not begun. So let's lift up our hands and pray. Let's prepare us. Like I said today, let the Lord speak to you. Pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. So lift your hands and pray. And as I was looking to them, I spotted the girl. Number two. She's even dead now. She's dead now. When I saw the girl, and I remembered that before I got born again, her father chased me from the fourth floor. I left one sandal. When I looked at her, she looked at me. We looked at ourselves. And we remembered ourselves. The convention ended before the preaching. Say, reduce. That's the plan of the devil. You're not bold to speak. You are not bold. Some of you girls, today you are sitting here, you are calling yourself dancing star, whatever, so boys dancing star. But you're not a dancing star. Dancing stars are the most unspiritual people in the church. We allow them to dance so that they are kept in the church. But some of you here are prophets. Some of you here are big, like 2,000 member lady pastor. But you are sitting here masturbating and pornography. So the day comes when you stand in your office, you have been reduced. You have no voice. That is why what God does, Matthew chapter 9. Look at what it is. Verse 8. Look at it. Verse 8. Thank you. When the multitudes saw it, they marveled. And they glorified God, which had given such power to men. God, he gives power to men. Like I said last week, I think it was here. If you are sitting here and you don't have power to go to church, power to come to church, power to pray, power to fast, power to attend weekday service, bar center meeting, it's not because you don't have power. You have thrown away the power. You are a 1 Timothy 3:5 Christian who received Christ. You have God, but you deny the power. To deny something means to dissociate yourself. To say, I don't know him. You've denied the power. They marveled. If there are two women and one has power to push boys away, to say no to boys, that's a better way. To say no to boys. And she has no power to say no. And they are both Christians in nature. It's not because God loves this one more than this. Both of them, God, he gives power to men. Everybody, as you sit here, you have got power not to watch pornography. You are choosing not to use the power. So, you see, the power the enemy is using to destroy your friend, that power, you must make sure that that power doesn't destroy you. You must rather have power that makes the enemy's plans rather bow to you. You see, like, she says no to boys. So she says no to boys. No. And she can't say no to boys, sleeping with boys all over the place. All right. What is happening is that she has chosen not to use the power. This girl who's saying no should be careful. Because one day, that power that has overtaken this one's life can overtake her life. That is why on a daily basis, God is always giving power. God is always giving power. Satan, the enemy that wants to destroy you, that wants to kill you. This is, and once again, some of you say kill, to steal, to kill. You think of kill, I don't know what, to kill your exercise book or to kill your shoe. But the devil wants to actually kill you. Yes. Mommy, Satan doesn't have mild intentions. His intentions, his plans are not mild or even moderate. You know it by watching how certain ladies eat apapransa with crabs. Apapransa is the best one I can use. You see, apapransa with crab. Normally, if I am eating apapransa with crab, when I finish, there will be some apapransa left. But more importantly, the crab, the shell. There will be things there that they'll come and take the plate away. Yes. But some girls,
when they get a papransan with crab, they don't leave some. Even the shell. I mean, by the time they are done, the plate is white. Nothing. That's how the devil is. He doesn't leave some. If he comes to destroy you, he will not even leave your ability to wear a dress. He will undress you and put you in town. They gave glory to God, who has given such power to men. This morning, even as you are listening to me, God is giving you power. There are madmen in my family. There are madmen in my family. There are weed smokers in my family. There are married men in my family who have children with other women. I have them in my family. Why am I not that way? Because a power has been given to me. Against that power. And it's not been given to me only, but it's also been given to you. You have chosen to pour your power away. So, all those who fulfill Psalm 66, verse 3, you are not part of that group. Look at it. They're not part of that group. Say unto God, how terrible are you in your works? Through the greatness of your power, shall your enemies submit themselves? Your enemies submit themselves not because you went to Harvard. You may think you don't have enemies in your family, but I'm telling you, believe me. And they will not submit themselves to you because you have got nice hair, or you drove a nice car, or you have an Australian passport. Satan doesn't respect American passport, Australian passport. The only language your enemy understands is the language of power. And it says, through the greatness. All of you today, I'm giving you an assignment. Make sure that your power level is becoming greater and greater and greater. Because you see, if you are not increasingly powerful, a big power will overtake you. And I saw somebody who has built a house, but a power has removed him from his house. Yes, he has left the house. It's a power. Your own house, you don't stay in it. How terrible are you in your works? Through the greatness. Our enemies, what are our enemies? My enemies are, first of all, oh, it's too much. You see, that girl, that beautiful girl there, that tall, fair-colored girl wearing the high heels there, yes, that I like at the back there, she's not my enemy. That girl can't make me fall. With long hair, yeah. With high heels, fingernails, nice hips, yes, with the guitar-shaped girl at the back. She can't let me fall. If one day you hear that I have slept with her and I have fallen, it's not because of the girl. James, the brother of Jesus, he taught us that. No one should say that when he is tempted, he has been tempted by a girl. But rather, from inside you, you see, your enemy is something in you that makes you like useless people.
If you will like boys, it will not be. But there will always be boys. It is you. Wow. There is something in you. Your first enemy is not that girl with long hair. Your enemy is in you. So your work you must do is to collect God's power to neutralize that power that is in you. Otherwise, soon you will leave where you are staying and move in with a man who is married and has rented an apartment for you, and you are there because he gives you money. You are because how did a man move you from your chairman hall? We all know that you are in Agoba. How did you end up at Kanda? How did you end up at Kanda? There is something in you that drew you. When the man came, he came and contacted something in you. Your first enemy is inside you. So every day, like this morning, I read my Bible because I need power from God. He gives power to men. And I need power to neutralize. As I'm standing here, look, there are wicked and evil spirits in me. They like girls. They like money. They like fame. They like nonsense. I have it. I have it. I have it. Me, not him. Me. When I see a nice girl, and also when you see a man with small eyes, they are the dangerous ones. The men with big eyes, they don't see much. People with the eyes I have, they're not good people. They're not good. So what do? I go for God's power. God's power. You think I'm the only evil man? You're also evil. There's something in you. Yesterday, church in your house, one of the prayers that blessed me was the prayer. It's called the prayer to be established on our shadow seat. Shadow seat. I was so blessed. Yes. Everybody must be under a tree. Song of Solomon said, his fruit is sweet to me. Everybody must be under a tree. And that tree, God gives everybody a chair under a tree. The tree is your pastor. The tree is the authority figures God gives you, whose fruits must be sweet to you. And one of the things the devil does is to remove your chair so you are not under that tree. It's called shadow seat. I think I must end the message today. All I'm saying is that through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies. Maybe nobody has told you, you have enemies. You have enemies. Some of you who are boys, another boy is an enemy. Because there is something in you that doesn't look at this pretty girl. You don't like this girl. It is this boy rather you like. All of us who are boys like this girl. Only you don't like her. This is the one you like. There is something in you. I would prefer that we end the service at this time.
No.
I prefer we end and come back and continue because I don't really like where the service is going. You have enemies. Unbeliever friends. You may see them as friends, but they are enemies. Their agenda is to derail your spiritual life. Their presence in your life, that as you are here, you don't have power to separate yourself from unbeliever friends. Why are they there? To do what? to ultimately remove you from the road you are on. It's called thine enemies. And everybody has enemies. Some of your enemy is pride. How will pride submit to you? Through the greatness of God's power. Some of your enemy is girls, pornography, nightclub, parties, useless boys, a man chasing you, sleeping with you like that. It's an enemy. And what God does is that through, if you are to receive the power, that Matthew 9 verse 8 power, you will see that soon that man will submit to you. Say no, he goes away. But you have no power. You have no immunity. You have no power. You have no power to like this girl and to say, I will not even call her. I know I like her. But through the greatness of that power, that feelings I have for her will submit to me. Many of you, your feelings can submit to you. I've already given you the sources of the power. I gave you five. What are the five? Number one is what? Jesus Christ is the source of the power. Why? Why is Jesus the source of power? If you have Jesus, it's John 1:12. As many as received him, to them he gave power. So once again, Christ doesn't come with hymn book, even Bible and verses. No, he gives you power. Power. That's Jesus. Who is a son of God? Who is a son? Who is the John 1:12 son of God? Who is a son of God? A son of God is somebody, a son of God, doesn't listen to Shatawale. A son of God, a son of God is not into Samini or Jabad. So it's called power to become a son. When I say son of God, I mean daughter of God. Woman, a woman is. We are all sons of God. We are men. Who is a son of God? A son of God is somebody that a man who is not married to her is not sleeping with. That's a son of God. Cannot. Once the man can have sex with you, it means you have ceased to be a son of God. Who is a son of God? We all have it. This is my phone. There's pornography on it. I can go to a website now. I'll watch naked women jumping up and down. Why don't I watch it? A son of God doesn't watch these things. So why are you the one? Why are you? Because you have not received the power. You are powerless. You see, I like Psalm 66. He said, through the greatness of thy power, pornography submits. That pretty girl submits. I like her. It's not, I'm a human being. I'm a human being. Maybe you don't see pretty girl, but me, I see. I know your eyes are very narrow. It's like, you see. So why? Why have I not asked the boy there to go and collect her number for me? Why? What's the reason? Why am I? Why do I seem to have power to say no? Through the greatness of the power, the enemy that wants to make me a fornicator submits. May your enemy submit to you. Whatever power the enemy is coming with shouldn't be able to have you. But it's been able to get you because you don't have Jesus. Today, some of you must receive Jesus Christ. Attending church doesn't mean you have Jesus Christ. The first power we need in life is not through a church, through Lighthouse or Anglican or Presby or Catholic Church or Assemblies of God or whatever house. Divine healer. The first big power is Jesus. Jesus. That's how they glorified God who has given such power to men. How do men get power? Through Jesus Christ. Number two, through the word of God. The word. Anybody who reads his Bible, who reads his Bible every day. The Bible, Hebrews 4:12. I'm not tired of repeating the message. For the word of God, you are sitting here, you don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible, your enemy will have power over you. For the word of God is quick and powerful. It's powerful. And you don't read your Bible. And you are insisting on living a so-called Christian life that doesn't have daily quiet time, Bible study to apply the Bible to your life. You are determined not to live that type of Christian life. You'll be sitting here, a man, a weed smoker, a devil will come and take you away. When I say the word of God, I mean the Bible. When I say the word of God, I mean sit down in your room alone with a dictionary, with Strong's Concordance, with Thompson Chain. All these things I'm saying, you don't know them, but you know the types of candy condoms. You don't know NASB, but you know Smooth Rider and Rough Rider. Yes. There's a Bible called the Living Bible. New Living Translation. Amplified Bible. You don't have it, but you've got a cream called Smooth Operator. For the word of God. You sit there and think it fashionable to wear high heels or flat heels and come to church and you don't read your Bible. Something is coming for you. You wait. You've not seen something before. You've not seen something. When I say the word of God, I don't mean what I'm doing. I'm coming there. The word of God is not what I'm doing. I'm coming to that one. It's part B of the word of God. When I say the word of God, I'm talking about scriptures. Open to scriptures. Read a scripture and you don't understand. Like, yes, this is Daily Keys. Is this for you? The person, I don't know, but the person who gave you this book loves you. And you must love the person back. This morning, I woke up early and a message was playing. And what I heard was that anybody who increases your love for God should be your hero. Anybody who increases your love for God should be your hero. You are attending, what's the name? Sasabi Methodist Primary. You are reading King James Bible. Sasabi Methodist. You are reading King James Version. You are not serious. Even people who go to Lincoln shouldn't read King James Version. They are struggling. And you are in Sasabi Methodist. People who go to, I said what? Lincoln. Don't use King James. And you are attending Sasamepre. Sasamepre. Sasabi Methodist Primary. Sasamepre. Lincoln people. Don't, you are attending Sasamepre. You are reading King James. You don't understand. You're not serious. You're not serious. But something will come for you. It's called the power of your enemy. Paul talks about having been brought out of the kingdom. Sorry. The kingdom of the power of Satan. Power of Satan. I mean, here, I want to hear preach on the word of God. What a word. But why are you crying? Speak. Oh, I'm preaching. Get a Bible. Every verse you read has power in it. It said the word of God is powerful. Every verse is powerful. And that dose, that capsule of power is what is going to fight the power. One day I woke up. When I was going to bed, I lay down recently and I shook my head. I didn't know that I was going to meet something during the afternoon, during the day. When I lay down around midnight, I took note that I shook my head recently. You meet something. If you don't have power, you will succumb. For the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. Spend money. Girl, buy New Living Translation. Buy it. It will help me. It will help you. Something, Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to actually find you in the car of some boys going to Ho, and you are with them. And just around Ho, there's a big village before Ho. What's the name of that? Before Ho, that's a main town. Not Stockholm, it's also around there. Not Nogovo. Chito, that's a nightclub in Chito. It's a nightclub. That's where the Togo guy, they gathered there with drugs. And that's where you will die, on the road. Read your Bible, because the word of God is... I don't know why this is... Maybe my messages are finished. I don't have any messages. You've made yourself cute. What you don't know is that when Satan comes, he doesn't know cute. He's coming for you. May no one visit you one day in the mental hospital. May no pastor come to you one day in some uncompleted house with three children. And I'm talking not to her, not to this girl, not to this girl. I'm talking to you. Be careful. That is why, as we are here, I mean, that day, this is a few weeks ago, when I woke up, God saw that I was going to meet something. He prepared me in my room before I stepped out. Sagadudabakata. I wouldn't be standing here talking to you this morning. All our things are in our head. All our things are inside. It's only when you crack it, when you open that you see the pictures. You won't read your Bible You've come to sit in the church. You've crossed your legs. Some pretty, fair-colored girl with hair here and here. The day Satan gets you, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. You will not believe it. That you are the one sitting in a room alone, talking to yourself. When a pastor, I'm talking to you. Read your... Do you have a Bible? Do you have New Living Translation? Do you have New American Standard Bible? You don't. You've kept sitting in the church. You've crossed your legs. Because you are a cutie. Cutie pie. Take me to be a fool. Ezekiel 33 says that when he is talking, they take him as a joker. In fact, they come, he say, he is like them, he's like a comedian to them. But verse 32 says, when it is over, they will know that a prophet was among them. Ezekiel 33. Said, thou art unto them. The sound, it's like I'm playing music to you. Yes. You are to them a lovely song, a pleasant voice. They hear the word I'm preaching, but they will not do them. Next verse. But when it comes to pass, and lo, it will come. Is that, can you see it there? Sir, can you see? It will come. Everybody's own will come. You think I'm the only one who wakes up in the morning and by afternoon I've seen something? You also see something. But when it comes, then they will know that a prophet has been among them. That not when the preaching, as he was moving up and down, he was just prophesying. Another word of God, which is not Bible and quiet time and reading, is called preaching. It's called what?
Preaching.
You are here. You don't like preaching. You don't like preaching. How do I know you don't like preaching? You have never listened to a preaching message on your own at home. Never. It's not part of your life. But you listen to Ifia. Yes. You listen to Miss V. You are into Thunderbolt. You have never... as you said, do you have preaching message on your phone? Do you have preaching message on your phone? No. I don't have it. I'm even irritating her. But when it comes to pass, she will remember that man, they introduced him as bishop, but he's a prophet. One of the sources of power you must go for every day. Yes, read your Bible. Read it. Make notes. Use New Living Translation, Strong's. Read it. Study it and apply it to your life. But there's another one. It's not Bible reading. It's called listening to preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching. Preaching. The what?
Preaching.
Preaching. Preaching. For the preaching of the cross. To the people who are perishing, preaching is foolishness. You will know whether you yourself, you are perishing. Look at your response to preaching. Like when we close, you swear that me, I will never go home till I get the audio of today's message. Well, you just get up and take your back, your high heels then. You are going home. What you don't know is that something, 4.5 years from the day you did this, 4.5 years, 1 year, nothing is happening. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, half, 6 months. For the preaching. To those who are perishing amongst us. It's foolishness. I mean, why should you be in your house and you are listening to a message somebody preached 10 years ago? For what? He's not even, the man is not even alive. But to us who are saved, those of us who are born again, preaching is the power. You will know. You check yourself. Now you can go to the internet and just sit down and start typing. Headache, fever, diarrhea, pain in my leg, coughing. Just write the symptoms and type search. The diagnosis will come. Diagnose yourself. You see that you are not a proper born again Christian. How do I know? Because of your hairstyle. Oh no. Because of the t-shirt. Because of your skin color. You are fair. No. How do I know? Your attitude towards preaching messages. That's how I know. That you are about to perish. In fact, Paul doesn't talk about people who are, they are not born again. Those who are about to perish. Those who perish. Anybody here, from this man to that boy, who doesn't like preaching, you are about to perish. Mommy, I think I should go home. Whoa. This cannot be the place I should be. Oh, no, sir. No, they're not interested in the message.
We are interested, sir. We are here.
You're writing notes.
Yes.
Preaching. You don't have messages. You've not even gone beyond messages to having your favorite preachers. Like those days, you had your favorite boyfriends. Certain types of boys were your favorite. A certain type is not your favorite. You are born again. I expect you to have your favorite preachers. Favorite preachers. But you don't. What does it mean? It means you are about to perish. You see, as I'm preaching, I look like a performer. People have stood up, they are watching me, or a singer. But a day will come, you will remember me as a prophet to come to pass. And I like that we say, and lo, it shall come to pass. It will come. Sure. Because the price of anything is the same for everyone. What I paid for my phone, if you want that phone, you must use the same money. To that about preaching. You don't have a hard drive, a pen drive. You're in the university, you have a laptop. You don't have a pen drive with preaching. I mean, you don't listen to messages. There's no power in you. Therefore, you rather, instead of your enemies submitting to you, you rather will submit to your enemy. Anything that wants to destroy you, we, boys, cocaine, beer, girls, nightclub, stealing, smuggling drugs in your vagina. Anything that wants to have you will have you. Because you have no power. Why don't you have power? Because you don't listen to messages. You don't listen to messages. Sources. Sources. Zakatunama. Karatis Kadaba. Maya Kadas Sabadosh Kerima Andi Broka Sumini Ma Satada Karadabasi. I. Let me give you one. I've seen that my time is up. Let me just bless you with one. But lift your hands and just pray. Lift your hands. Maya Dabosa. No, don't stand. Just sit. Relax. Feel free. If you are standing, you can stand. You can sit. You can even lie down. Lift your hands and pray. Shaniak. 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 Shaniak.
Power.
Shaniak. Somini mama. Zonde maduni masa. Somin tomi madunaka. Ah, mayakatabush. So mamandi bazaka. Power. A Christian, you are walking about, you have no power. Mayana, mayana. Sit down, last but one. How does God give power to men? Let's review. Matthew 9:8. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and they glorified God, which had given such power. How is it possible that four MDs are coming after you? You have resisted all of them. When this one is rather writing to them to come to the house. How are you able to over? How are you able to resist them? Such power. Katasuna. Telitos. Telitos. Kanikasata. You are alone with the boy. He has knelt down. Just, he says, just once. Just once, he has knelt down and he's crying. Just 3 minutes. Just once. And he's crying. Oh, sorry. And he's not the janitor. He's your friend. You've been friends. Oh, I thought I meant the driver. The school bus driver. No. He's your friend. Just once. And he's crying. On that day, what you will need to come out is what? First class. I love it. And they glorified God, which had given such power. The next power is your pastor or your spiritual authority over your life is a source of power against the devil. Your pastor, like this woman standing here, is a lady pastor in this church. She is not just a lady wearing yellow and green. She is a source of power to fight the things that want to destroy you. Jesus told Simon, said, Simon, Simon, Satan with his power didn't choose those here. But somehow he has desired you. That he may sift you as wheat. Hey, Satan has come with his power. I mean, all the boys in the church, the girl didn't spot anybody except you as the one. These guys are here. What is this about you? And she has timed herself. By October 26th,
deadline.
I will add you to my body count. October. Why? I mean, why? But there are nice boys there. That guy. Why? Why you? I don't know. Don't ask me. But sometimes Satan isolates you. He has isolated me several times. Several times. And the ultimate aim is to make sure I don't preach. That he removes my voice box, the laryngeal. On that day, it won't be quiet time. It won't be a message by Benny Hinn. It won't be prayer. It will be association. On that day, an angel should just tap your pastor to remember you. He's in his house. He said, Akatuna Mabayaka, Shanta Bahakata, Satamaboshki Bayada, Arabakatasa, Kamadin Doleba, Marakataba. Hey, if that day doesn't come, your exam is over. Put your pencil down and go. You have made yourself into some type of big person. We don't want to have anybody over you. A lady pastor over you. Your original head. You are so resistant. They call you. You don't pick the call. They come on Sunday for you. You shut your door. If they come early, before you run away, you say you are not well. And if how you talk. You see, it's not every enemy of yours you are able to fight. Israel. First of all, the Palestinians. They have made Israel their enemy. But they don't have anything. I don't want to continue talking about them. So you know something? They have submitted themselves to Iran and Lebanon, Hezbollah, and the Iranian guard. Everybody, from the man with the scarf and the whatever at the back, all of us, we will have enemies we can't fight. Yeah. I've had some. You know, I'm qualified to preach to you this morning. Preach. By the grace of God. Mommy, it's not every enemy. Oh, yes, your prayer life, there are things you resist. Oh, yes, many of them. If there are 100, 99 of them, you have the power to resist them. But there's one. You will need Reverend George to intervene. There's one. Ha. There's a certain girl. You will need me to come in. Bye. You people don't understand the message. Yeah, can't you see that you've been able to fight everything? Every enemy. But there are certain things. Kadosa. Andabokika. Mariado Suba Kadiba said, but I have prayed for you. Not that I've Peter, do 20 hours of fasting. I have prayed for you. Who prays for you? Who remembers you to even pray for you? By how you have arranged yourself in the choir, your leader, in fact, she doesn't even want to think of you. Me, I don't like to preach in a church service where everybody is quiet. No. I get nervous. But I have prayed for you. I prayed for you. Who prays for you? When you can't handle it. It's a song. When you are overwhelmed, which cross does he lead you to? You've made yourself a big man. Nobody can advise you. You come to church, sit in your car, and wait. If there's no AC, you are going back home. Continue. You are doing that because you've not met something. But I have prayed for you. It's a power. Some of you, a pastor must enter your house and move from room to room and pray. Because the things that are there, they are not good things. But I have prayed for you. Some of you need somebody above you to put his hand, a Hebrews 13, 17 person to put his hand on you and pray for you. But I have prayed 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 for you. Ha! Lord, on that day, let one seraph be on the right. And another. In case you don't even want seraphs, deploy at least a cherub. One cherub on the right, another on the left. Because there are certain things you can't handle it alone. Let's end the service. And by that, I'm ending the series. I may continue with it next week. Or I may go into another thing. So, let me end the last point. The last source of power is called waiting on God. Waiting on God. Nakatus at Abaria Tuka. For they marveled and they glorified God who had given such power to men. We are not wearing beads. We are not using handkerchiefs. We've not gone there for some tablets to swallow. We are not wearing the ring. Lord, Isaiah 40:29 reveals something wonderful. Look at it. Isaiah 40, verse number 29. You see. Let me see verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, I remember Phil Driscoll, he quoted this verse before he began to blow his trumpet. That the everlasting God, I remember I was sitting in a mummy truck. I was doing my national service in Shama. And I was on a mummy truck. And my beloved was sitting by me. She was going to see my school. 1989. Where I was doing my national service. Over 30 years. As we were in the mummy truck, I was listening to the song. Going towards Shama. Have you not known? And have you not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. Haven't you heard it? That he doesn't faint. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. 29. He giveth power to those who are fainting. I don't know about you, but me, I faint. David said, I would have fainted till I knew I had known that there's power with God. I faint. We get tired. Malatosa. We get tired of pastoring a church with disobedient leaders, Christians who don't come to church. Our own problems, we are praying, the prayers are not going, the things are not changing. But when you are fainting, just when you are about to give in to the man, power comes. He gives power to the faint. And to those who have no might to build basantes, to build churches, might to contend with certain powers, he increases their strength. But notice, he gives power. Even the youths. Oh, can you clap your hands for the Bible? I mean, sir, you'd have thought that we, the old men who are 70 years, are those who are fainting. But for this verse, I would never have believed that young boys and girls have already become sanquas. Even the youths. A young boy, he fights and fights and fights and fights and resists and resists somebody, some homosexual, resists. Then one day, you want to give in to him. A day comes, young men, they faint. You know something? I'm tired. I'm going to him to sleep with me. It's okay. Whatever should happen, should happen. I'm tired. When my pastor picks my, calls me, I won't pick it. I'm tired. I won't go to church anymore. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was telling myself, I won't go somewhere again. I noticed that it's because I was beginning to faint. No matter how macho you are, you faint sometimes. You can't be strong every day, baby girl. Oh, you can't. You can't be strong every day. I mean, the dancing starts if you are 30. About 27 of you have already fainted. Bonged off. Even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men, who should have been the one, like as we are here, there should be buses everywhere with canopies. But the young men, have fallen to pornography. All of you, masturbation, fooling about, drinking. Sunday morning, you are tired because the night before you were with your friends. Young men who should have, by this time of this church's life, there should be canopies here. This place is for canopies. Say, I should stop preaching, I think.
Preach!
I should preach.
Preach!
Thank you. The young men shall utterly fall. And it's normal. There's nobody with endless source of power. All of us, a day comes, say, you know something. Normally, she comes to my house. I'm rather going to her. What can come, come. He told me. But when that time comes, remember that God gives power to men. And how does this particular, when you are fainting, you don't feel like reading your Bible. You don't feel like picking your pastor's calls. You don't feel like going for your basenta meeting. You don't feel like paying tithes. We all, if you are here and you've not come to that point, then you are not, you've not gone far. A day will come, you will utterly, it's like you are flat. But there's a glimmer of hope. Because there's verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength they had a year ago, the strength they had 2 years ago, renew the strength they had 6 years ago. They shall renew the strength they had 7 months ago. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. This guy was flat on the ground, but see him soaring in the sky. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. Oh Jesus, I've preached the message today. They shall run. They shall run. They shall run. Hey! In life, mommy, there are some things you have to run. Believe me. A lot of things you can sit down and negotiate. No, no, I can't. I can't do this. No, no. No, stop it. Stop. But there are some things you got to run for your life. If you don't run, that's a pregnancy. As if you don't run, the event on that day is alcoholism and drugs. We walk, we sit, we trot, but there are certain times the only thing you have to do is run. And biblically, one of such times is anything that promotes fornication. Anything. Anything that would remotely or immediately promote sex. You run. And to run, baby girl, you need strength and power. If you don't have power, you can't run. You will sit there and negotiate till you are now wearing your clothes. You finish negotiation. The pastor is not married. That's why he has such examples. I'm not married. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you. You will remember me. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be tired. And they shall walk. I told you, it's just once a while you have to run. But normally, it's walking. You know what that walking means? Walking means living the Christian life. Colossians says, as you have therefore received Jesus Christ, walk. Just walk. Live your normal life. Even to live your normal life of prayer, Bible study, church, basenta, singing in the choir, fasting, going to eat, visiting your friend, going to school, coming home, failing exam, passing, writing again, going, coming, preaching, outreach. It's what? Walking. Even that life, you need. Stand to your feet. Listen. I've been walking for 40 years. A few months, I'll be 40 years since I gave my life to Christ. A few months. I'm still walking. Rather, the things that when you do, you can't walk, they rather tell you, keep walking. You drink Johnny Walker, and they say, keep walking.
How can you walk?
Is it not madness? The thing that when you drink, you can't walk, rather says that you should keep walking. And you rather, the life that you must live by walking, you are flat on the ground. Like somebody who has drunk Johnny Walker. Can you lift your two hands and pray? Nakasa Shotabaha Zinina. Take me to be a comedian. Because I'm a fancy man. Take me to be a comedian. But one day, you'll remember that not knowing the man, he came to prophesy for 2 hours. Madaka Sotaba Zinomaha. Lift your hands and pray for strength. Zinimamosh Zinimamosh Atatika Suminimaha Zinimanama Zinamaya Teka Thomas. Pray, Lord, give me strength. Give me power, power, power. Power. Because my enemy is coming with his power. And he must not come to meet degrees or beauty or legs. When Satan comes, he must come to meet you with power. Lift your hands and pray.
Oh, give me power.
I need your Shamini power. Manama.
Power, Lord. Power.
Eh, hey, Mama Yanama. Imanu Manama. Imede Mamos. Pray. 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 Pray.
Pray. Pray. Oh, God. Pray.
Pray.
Great power to walk in you. Walk in you.
They marveled and they glorified God who had given such power to men, to resist women, to resist men, to resist temptation, to serve God, to live for God. Power. Gives men power
to resist.
Power to resist. Lift your hands. Power. Lift your hands again.
Power to walk.
Power.
Oh, Mahasabadi Adamada.
Sumina Mayale. Inenineba.
You give power. Lord, you give power.
Inemamo Sunde.
You give power.
Ay, 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 ay. Inamalama Inerebo Sumaya power, power
to run
in any mamma
to leap.
Yes, they marveled and they glorified God who are giving such power to men. Such power. Every head bowed and every eye closed. You are here today. You are not born again. I told you, somebody here, today you must receive Jesus. Today is your day. It's not attending church. Attending church is number two or number three. Number one is always number one. When you are dressing, there are things you wear first before you wear something second. You can't wear what you must wear second first. Jesus is always first. He's the closest to your skin. Before we come to church and on and on and on. Say Jesus. Oh, say Jesus. Say Jesus. As your eyes are closed and your heads are bowed. You are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. Today I want to receive Jesus properly. Just lift your hand right now. Lift your hand high. Yes, lift it high. Today is my day, Pastor. I want to receive Jesus today. Everybody has his day. I told you, my day was about 40 years ago. Everybody has his day. Today, make it your day. Make today your day. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again today. I want to settle it today. Today, lift your hand high, high above your head. Today, 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 today is my day. Today is my day. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me. Come, 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 come. I'm waiting for you. Come. If there's no one, lift your two hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We are very grateful to you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For today. What a beautiful day.
Yes, Lord.
What a beautiful blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Watch over us.
Watch over us.
Deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord.
Let your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Let your kingdom come.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Is there anybody who wants to join this young man? I have time. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? Lift your hands and let's pray. Say, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Have mercy on me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Today I declare I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Jesus is my master. I'll walk with Jesus. I'll serve him. Today I've turned my back to sin and the world and evil. Today, I make Jesus my Lord. I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Come, my dear. I want our pastor to talk to you. She will visit you. She will talk to you and she will help you to grow up. So please go. Says, follow me. Keep clapping your hands.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.